I got into athletics because my kids got involved in it, and I went down with them to pick them up and to watch what was happening, and it wasn't great, to be honest. And some of the people said, well, why don't you have a go at it? You know, you could maybe help out. And that's what I did. Holly's from Shrewsbury AC. Dottie's from Shrewsbury AC. Lauren is from, well, was at Maldwyn in Newtown, and Jake is from Telford.
I'm the one who will be nice about Army.
Oh, I'm sure they'll all be nice about me. Holly was number one in the UK last year over 60 metre hurdles indoors.
And that's a lot of pride for you, I can tell.
Yes, it's great. I get the greatest satisfaction from finding 11, 12, 13-year-old kids with talent. And seeing them get drawn into athletics and seeing the development and seeing them grow through those quite complex teenage years.
Go! Come on, JK!
So I will watch everything they do to make sure they're doing it properly. Very important that they get these drills right. Have we done two each? Okay, spikes on. So we're going to do a bit of sprinting now and then we'll get into some hurdling.
I'm Holly Williamson and I do 100 metre hurdles.
And how old are you now?
17.
In theory, you are one for the future. You're now an England international?
Yeah, I am now. Well, I've been doing athletics since I was 9 and you're always working towards getting a vest like that, and it was just the best feeling. I hope to do that more in the future. Really looking forward to that.
You have been in the hurdles competition at the same time when Tiffany Porter, who's Great Britain's number one, has been in it. What was that like?
It was probably the scariest experience of my whole athletic career, but to be from such a small town like Shrewsbury and next to these big names, and we shook hands at the end of the race and you just don't know a feeling like it.
What's he like as a coach? You worked your way out of doing a lap around the track because you'd cycled here, so tough bargain.
Arnie is a very interesting character. He's dedicated to his athletes and he's always been there for me on and off the track. He's a brilliant coach, really. Well, definitely the best in Shropshire.
When you look back and think previous Olympics, memories that stand out?
I tend to focus more on field events, but Usain Bolt really woke athletics up again. With all the drug scandals and everything else associated with it, it needed a character like Bolt, and there's never been anyone like him before.
And you mentioned there the sort of darkness of the doping scandal, and how much of a shame is that?
I love coaching athletics. I love working with these youngsters. It makes no difference to them at all. So what I do here is unaffected by the whole drugs business. In many ways, when another one gets caught, the general public will tend to say, oh, no, not again. For me, it's another one's been caught. You know, let's keep going. Let's see if we can catch a lot of them. We can live without Russia this time. And hopefully we'll have a sport which is clean eventually. But I still love watching it.